This is Winifred Barber. I am 92 years old. When I was a little girl, we lived in a Victorian-type house. It was one of a block of four. We had a small front garden and a long garden at the back. But we children loved to play in the street with our friends. Of course, it would be quite impossible to do this today. But in 1912, things were very different. Children used to play in the roadway in those days. It was a wonderful place to play. The traffic was almost nil. There was no motor traffic, of course, of any kind. It was just horse-drawn. The milkman would come up with his milk float and his great huge churns of milk. And then there was the baker. He'd come down with his baker's cart. It was a big high cart with his horse. And, oh, you could smell the bread, and it'd be warm as you got by the baker's cart. It'd smell warm bread. And then the greengrocer didn't come up every day. Some days he would come. The coalman always came on a Friday, but it was always horse and cart. You never saw anything else but horses and carts and hand carts. The fishmongers would have like big flat cars, and they'd have a donkey or a small pony bringing it. But the hand cart would be absolutely piled with, say, sprats. And the housewives would go out with their plate, and he'd weigh a pound and put it onto your plate, and you'd take them in the house. When all these horses and carts had gone by, then the roadway was quite free. Now, the horses sometimes dropped manure on the road, but nearly always the householders would be there with a shovel and a bucket to get it up, because they loved it for their rose trees, you see. And the road was always clean, because once a week it was washed. Now, of course, today with motor cars it would be impossible to do that. So we children playing in the roadway, it was always nice and clean. You could sit down, it didn't really matter. It was an ideal place for children to play. We played hopscotch. We played hide and seek. We played skipping. The girls would have a rope from one side of the road to the other. A bit of mother's old clothesline, I expect. And we'd skip in. The two girls, one at each side, would turn the wool, and we would all turn the rope, and we would all skip in, and then we would sing. And it was street lamps, gas lamps, and every night the lamplighter would come up the road and light the lamps all the way down the road. You see, when we used to play after tea, my mother would say, "Now come in when the lamplighter comes down." And all the children were the same, and we'd play, and if we saw the lamp, one of the lamps go on up the top of the road, you see, we'd say, "Oh, hurry, come on, is the lamplighter coming?" And we had to hurry and finish the game, you see, before the lamplighter got down. But as soon as he'd been and lit the lamp, which was on the opposite side of the road to where I lived, when that was lit, into the house we always went. And it was the usual thing, that was, with all the children in the road. They all went in as soon as the lamplighter came down.